Okay, welcome all of you once again. Thank you everyone for joining today's Bhakti Sangha conference call. So today we are really fortunate to have His Grace Jeevan Gaura Hari Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on the topic of glories of Gopalapatta Goswami and glories of Lokanath Goswami. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association in this Bhakti Sangha conference call. Hare Krishna. You can please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. First of all, I would like to offer my respectful obeisances to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So glorious is the association of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and that too to speak on the subject matter of the great Gaudiya personalities, Lokanath Goswami as well as Gopalapatta Goswami. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he always says that in the loving association of devotees, we should visit all those places where Lord Chaitanya and his associates have performed the pastimes, even for a second. Gaura Amara Jay Sabastana Brahmana Range Se Sabastana Heribo Ami Pranayi Bhakata Sanke. In the loving association of devotees, we should go to these places and relish those wonderful pastimes. Lokanath Goswami, he hailed from Bangladesh, and I would like to show you the clipping of Lokanath Goswami birthplace, which is known as Thalakari. It is in the Jessore district of Bangladesh. So wonderful. And definitely by visiting these places virtually, we can gain lot of spiritual benefit. Lokanath Goswami, he is the spiritual master of Narottam Das Thakur. So we all know that Narottam Das Thakur, he is a very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya, and he is also the one and only disciple of Lokanath Goswami. The glory of visiting this Thalakari place is that we can develop a lot of Guru Bhakti. Actually, our society is International Society for Guru Consciousness. Yes, certainly Krishna Consciousness, through the mercy of Guru, we are inclined to serve Krishna. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that we are always in the side of Srimati Radharani to serve Krishna. And definitely, a Thalakari, this is the holy birth site of Lokanath Goswami. Definitely, this is not like a tourist place. But if we see from the spiritual perspective, we can easily understand this is not only a Gauramandal Bhumi, Chintamani Dham, and the place where actually we can develop a lot of loving feelings towards Guru to serve Krishna. These two great personalities, Lokanath Goswami and also Narottam Das Thakur, they hailed from the present day Bangladesh. Keturi, Narottam Das Thakur, and Thalakari is Lokanath Goswami birthplace. And we were fortunate to visit these places, and I would like to show that when we were on this tour to Bangladesh, there was a interesting pastime that happened for us. So we around 40 devotees, we visited these places. We had a chance of visiting these places twice, and I can assure you that not only simple, Rupa Goswami says that We should have loving exchanges with the devotees, which is six in number. All these six loving exchanges can be exchanged in Bangladesh. What are all those things? The first is giving prasad, taking prasad, giving gift, taking gift, and revealing our inner mind, and also inquiring many things and confidentiality. And Lokanath Goswami, he hailed from this place, Talakari. And Bangladesh is such a wonderful place that when the local devotees see any Gaudiya devotees, they feel crying, and it is natural. And definitely not only softens our heart, we can also appreciate the level of bhakti they have, not only towards the Lord, but also in the service mode of serving the devotees, very intimately, very closely. Lokanath Goswami is such a personality that he requested Srila Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami not to mention anything about him. So, though not much is told about Lokanath Goswami, but the principles which he has adopted and the mood which we can imbibe in serving him can be largely appreciated in this holy land of East Bengal, which is present day Bangladesh. And we went there a couple of maybe 2 years before. We went there. We had a wonderful reception there. And this is not a tourist place. This is a Pakka remote village. And wherever we went, the devotees received us so wonderfully. And we all know that how Lord Chaitanya, he kept love for Krishna, Krishna Prem, at the river Padmavati. So such is the glorious pastimes of Narottam Das Thakur. If such is the case, and just by developing the desire to visit this place, Talakari, it is a special feeling which should be personally experienced. And we did Nama Sankirtan, and then there is a small Namahatta. So we went under the guidance of His Holiness Bhakti Nityananda Swami Maharaj, and we did Nama Sankirtan and greenery. And also wherever we went, a lot of ponds, a river, and apart from that, love for Krishna is flowing abundantly in Bangladesh. Though it's a Muslim country, we can still appreciate, in spite of the repressed condition among the fellow Hindus, how they are practicing bhakti. It is really amazing. And this is a small Namahatta in Talakari, where a devotee have purchased the land, and we were invited there to take lunch prasad in Talakari. And in Bangladesh, we traveled far east, far south, far north, and in all the directions, thousands of kilometers, visiting many, many big temples and many, many reception. And if you would ask, which is the place which we relish the prasadam most, it's certainly Talakari. Bangladesh is not an economically rich country, but the devotees, they are big in heart, broad in heart. They don't consider what they have. Their only concern is how to serve. And you can see in this small village, they actually served a feast, which is almost like a 30 items, 5 to 6 types of sweets, and that too in a loving mode. So the devotees were completely dumbstruck with the love we got from the local devotees. Because naturally this holy place belongs to certainly the associates of Lord Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu used to say, when his associates take birth in that place, that place became completely purified, and certainly that place belonged to them. And Talakari devotees, the Namahatta devotees, not much in number, But they and even we can see the Namahatta also being in the constructive stage, and the items they serve with love. Then I came to the realization that devotees naturally they are more inclined in serving others, but here it is a little bit extra. Why? That we can understand certainly the special mercy flowing from the lotus feet of Lokanath Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, and also Lord Chaitanya's associate who have appeared here. Lokanath Goswami hailed from this place, and he actually visited Lord Chaitanya before Mahaprabhu took sannyas. So actually we did a Nama Sankirtan here. We had a wonderful katha here. The area is very, we can see a remote village, a greenery, wonderful loving devotees. And just by remembering Narottam Das Thakur and Lokanath Goswami, we can still completely, we can say that we were floating in Vaikuntha. They all devotees had the same realization. In Sri Vaishnava, they used to say that you come to Srirangam, you can understand what is Vaikuntha in Goloka. But if we want to understand the Chintamani Dham of the Gauramandal Bhumi, we should visit these places. And this is the place where actually Lokanath Goswami took birth. Actually, within the building, you can see a few steps with the green algae. That is the exact birthplace of Lokanath Goswami. Being a Muslim country, no help, no support, and the local devotees, they are to their capacity, they are constructing a small mantap in honoring the birth site of Lokanath Goswami. This is the exact place where actually you can see the steps with the green algae. Lokanath Goswami took birth here. See, it looks like a what we can say, like a cook village or a remote village. But the principle which he followed and the love and devotion which he had for Mahaprabhu and Krishna, it has surpassed everything. And we can say Mahaprabhu used to say that love no bound. And definitely Mahaprabhu want to glorify this place. Mahaprabhu used to have 5 mouths when he wants to glorify any devotee. And this is also a small ashram which is in the Talakari village. And Narottam Das Thakur, the only disciple of Lokanath Goswami, they both hailed here in Keturi, Narottam Das Thakur, and in Jasur district, Talakari, Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami, he visited Navadeep, and he made his mind to join the Nama Sankirtan pastimes of Lord Chaitanya at Navadeep. As soon as he went to Navadeep and met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, "Now you should go to Vrindavan. I have many things which I want to do through you. So you please go to Vrindavan." And it was like a heartbreaking statement from Lord Chaitanya for Lokanath Goswami, because he came all along the way. These places, Jasu district, these are all in the border area of India-Bangladesh near Benapol. That is not far from Mayapur. Benapola should be around 2.5 hours travel from Mayapur. So he came to Navadeep, and Mahaprabhu is saying that you should go to Vrindavan. And among the Goswamis, he is the super senior devotee, who? Lokanath Goswami. And whenever Lokanath Goswami is remembered, his close confidential associate Bhugarbha Goswami is also a remember. So these two personalities, we all know that in Vrajamandal, in all the 12 forests they used to travel, and Mahaprabhu exclusively gave some service to Lokanath Goswami, especially because he knew very well that Rupa Sanatana would join him and many places should be excavated. And Lokanath Goswami was one personality with whom Lord Chaitanya shared very intimately, like Rupa Sanatan. And many places were also found by Lokanath Goswami and identified by him and told to Rupa Sanatan. and then they excavated those places. And Narottam Das Thakur, we all know that after he got Krishna Prem from the river Padma by the instruction of Nityananda, he just escaped from his house. And then it's a long story how he reached Vrindavan. And when he reached Vrindavan, he was invited and greeted by Jiva Goswami. And along with Jiva Goswami, there was one more personality. Narottam Das Thakur felt that I have met Jiva Goswami, but there is one more personality who is along with him. And they both were walking and they invited Narottam Das Thakur to come along with them to take prasad at the mandir of Sri Sri Radha Govindji. And Narottam Das Thakur, he was wondering, now this is Jiva Goswami, understood. Who is the other person who is walking along with Jiva Goswami? And then later he inquired and knew that it was Lokanath Goswami. And immediately Narottam Das Thakur, he fell at his lotus feet, because even in the dream, Lord Chaitanya told to Narottam Das Thakur, your guru is Lokanath Goswami. So he was actually searching for him. And later we can understand, after meeting Lokanath Goswami, he was completely in ecstasy and trance. He couldn't control his tears. All along the way, he was meditating. I have to associate with, because he was lamenting that he couldn't have direct contact with Lord Chaitanya due to his sudden disappearance. But he developed a taste in and a mood in serving Lokanath Goswami. And then he got a hint from Jiva Goswami to study the Bhakti Shastra courses. Narottam Das Thakur encouraged to Jiva Goswami, now I want to take initiation from Lokanath Goswami. Jiva Goswami said that, to my knowledge, Lokanath Goswami has made a strong determination that he is not in a position to initiate any devotees. But still, Jiva Goswami gave a hope. After 1 year, anything can happen. But to my knowledge, Lokanath Goswami is not going to give initiation. And when Narottam Das Thakur also approached Lokanath Goswami for initiation, Lokanath Goswami told that, why do you need initiation? You have already developed the love of God. We already know about you. We have been informed by Lord Chaitanya that he has personally kept Krishna Prem in the river Padma and you have got it. What is the purpose of initiation? To develop love for Krishna. You have already attained it. What is the purpose of getting initiation from me? And I am also not in a position to give initiation to you. And we know the incident when Lokanath Goswami in the morning, he used to go to evacuate his stomach. Then next day morning when he comes, those places will be clean. And then this was continuing for several months. Then Lokanath Goswami hid in a bush and found that Narottam Das Thakur, though he was from a princely background, he was cleaning all those places. Then somehow or other, Narottam Das Thakur cried. And then Lokanath Goswami, he accepted to give initiation to Narottam Das Thakur. And Lokanath Goswami, when he was in Vrindavan, there is also one place in Vrindavan near to Kadiravan. There is a place called as Kishori Kund. He actually developed a desire to worship Krishna, deity. And due to his fine, loving sentiments, relationship with Krishna, Krishna personally appeared in front of Lokanath Goswami, gave a deity to him, and then told to worship the deity. Then Krishna disappeared. Such is the loving exchange between Lokanath Goswami and Krishna. Then Lokanath Goswami, then immediately after seeing the deity, he was just thinking how to worship the deity. Then the deity started to speak to Lokanath Goswami. Now I have come. You wanted to worship me. Now I have come. I am feeling hungry. Please feed me. And Lokanath Goswami, like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, he didn't have any specific bhajan place. And apart from that, he used to carry this Radha Vinodalal deity hanging from his neck in a cloth. And whenever he used to take bath in the Yamuna, he used to tie it in the tree, like the swing being tied for children sleeping. And sometimes he also used to keep the deity the hollow bark of a tree whenever he wants to take bath in Yamuna. And Radha Vinodalal, he was very, very happy in accepting the service. So the personal worshipable deity of Lokanath Goswami is Sri Sri Radha Vinodalal. And we can see this deity, the original murti of the deity, being kept at Jaipur. Whoever has visited Jaipur, when they come out of the Sri Sri Radha Govindji temple, there is a shopping complex and there is a small entrance. And if we go through that, there is a beautiful deity of Sri Sri Radha Vinodalal ji. That deity we are seeing now, Radha Vinodalal. It is the personal worshipable deity of Lokanath Goswami. And Lokanath Goswami, he gave lot of information to Srila Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami at Vrindavan. Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, he actually wanted to glorify Lokanath Goswami in many ways, but actually he was forbidden. It is my humble request, please don't write anything about me, and that is the humble position of a Vaishnava. And there is a nice, can say, the quality of a Vaishnava which he should exhibit. The Sri Sampradaya, they used to say, like we say, who is a Vaishnava? Then we say the famous Sikshashtakavas. One should be humble than a blade of grass. And then like he should be tolerating like a tree, giving respect to others and not expecting respect from others. In Sri Sampradaya, they used to say that a Vaishnava should be like a crane. The crane, whenever it stands in a water, whatever the small fish goes, it will allow. But whenever a big fish comes, it immediately catches it. So there are many things which people are fond of getting attached. All the material things, the devotees, they should let it go. But whenever there is an association of devotee, the deity or the acharya, Bhagavata, we should immediately cling to that lotus feet. So whatever small fishes compared to all material attachment desires, we should let it go like a crane. Big fish comes, immediately it catches. So we should be always alert. Whenever there is association of devotees, immediately we should take that satsang. So this is one thing. A Vaishnava should be like a crane. And the second is that he should be like a cock hen. So why the example of cock and a hen is given? If we observe the activities of a hen, whenever it goes to any shabby places with its leg, it scratches and it finds, is there anything eatable? Not only for it, but for the chicken also. Like that, whomever we meet, we should scratch in such a way, we should be able to find the good qualities in them. The third important thing is that a Vaishnava should be like a salt. Whenever there is a nice feast prasad, we used to appreciate wonderful feast. And we appreciate the devotee cook, whether it is Prabhuji's or Mataji's. But we never appreciate Prabhuji, Mataji, you have put correct amount of salt, and that's why every combination is good. And a Vaishnava should be like a salt. Salt in the sense, his presence is felt when he is not there. And when he is there, people take it for granted. So, a Vaishnava, we should be always alert that after a devotee passes away, naturally, devotee glorifies him. But the main important thing is that even when he is physically present, we should be in a position to appreciate his identity, his service, and also his presence. And the fourth is like you. So like you means for each devotee, Krishna sends some devotees in their orbit, maybe 440 or maximum 50 or 100. And whoever Krishna sends us in our orbit, we should glorify them, and we should keep the atmosphere as Vrindavan. So which is Vrindavan? You know, certainly Goloka Vrindavan, Gokula Vrindavan, and certainly the Vrindavan is also in our heart. And apart from that, whenever we glorify a devotee, we make the situation around us as Vrindavan. So the point is glorification of devotee. And certainly devotees, they avoid asat sangha, but when it comes to devotee association, we can understand they naturally have a natural affection in serving the devotees. So like that, we can mention lot of qualities in Lokanath Goswami, because the point why it is just here is that he specifically requested Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami not to mention about him. Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami is Kasturi Manjari, and here Lokanath Goswami is Leela Manjari. Narottam Das Thakur is Chamaka Manjari. Jeeva Goswami is Vilasa Manjari. They are all Manjaris, and they like to reside the holy bank of Radhakund. Lokanath Goswami, though they were residing in many places, not having any fixed residence, we can see in the history of the Goswamis of Vrindavan. Goswamis of Vrindavan means the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and also it refers to Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, and also other Goswamis of Vrindavan. So naturally they have a more inclination in residing and serving Radhakund. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even before he took sannyas, he sent Lokanath Goswami to Vrindavan to serve this holy dhamma of Vrindavan. And we can understand, in spite of giving a test to Narottam Das Thakur, Lokanath Goswami was especially pleased with the attitude of Narottam Das Thakur. And in that way, he also initiated him. So the humbleness of Lokanath Goswami, very, very humility personified. And certainly like Madhavendra Puri, Lokanath Goswami, these personalities are all glorified everywhere. Whenever a person is humble, Mahaprabhu sees to the condition that they are always glorified. And for Guru Bhakti also, the ideal example, because we daily sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur and how he has developed so much love and affection in serving the Guru. And the ideal example is Narottam Das Thakur and his relationship with Lokanath Goswami. And Mahaprabhu told that your initiating Guru is Lokanath Goswami. And Prabhupada says that whatever credit I have got in spreading the Hare Krishna movement in the West as well as in all over the world, that is because of the mercy and the instruction that I followed from my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And certainly by praying to Lokanath Goswami, to Narottam Das Thakur, we can develop such a mood, Guru Bhakti. Certainly, it is so astonishing in Bangladesh to see the Guru Bhakti, certainly we can understand it is extraordinary. And he also resided here at Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda temple, the famous seven temples of Vrindavan. And Radha Gokulananda temple is the temple where Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, they were all here in worshipping the wonderful deity of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda. Because here in Vrindavan, like Madan Mohan worshipped by Sanatan Goswami, Govindji worshipped by Rupa Goswami, Gopinathji worshipped by Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Radha Raman worshipped by Gopala Bhatta Goswami, and also Radha Gokulananda temple worshipped by the spiritual master of Narottam Das Thakur, Lokanath Goswami. Also, Shyam Sundar temple worshipped by Shyamananda Pandit, and Radha Damodar temple worshipped by Jiva Goswami. Prabhupada used to say, whenever a devotee visits Vrindavan, they used to take darshan of these temples. And here we can find how Lokanath Goswami, being a Leela Manjari, he was wandering in the forest of Vrindavan in the mood of assisting Srimati Radharani. And that past time, it's all very confidential. And in Talakari, there is also Narottam Das Thakur Pushpa Samadhi. Actually, Narottam Das Thakur, he disappeared from a place called as Jiyaganj Gambila. That is also not far from here. And he actually disappeared when two of his disciples put a massage on him, and his body dissolved as milk. That place is called as Jiyaganj Gambila. And Narottam Das Thakur Pushpa Samadhi. So the water and some paraphernalia used by Narottam Das Thakur is kept here, because Lokanath Goswami only disciple is Narottam Das Thakur. So his Pushpa Samadhi also we can see here at Talakari, Bangladesh. So many more pastimes happened between Lokanath Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur. But in short, we can understand that how Lord Chaitanya, through the example of Lokanath Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur, he is stressing how a disciple should love his guru. That alone is enough. We don't know Krishna, we don't know Mahaprabhu, but we know these personalities who have served Mahaprabhu Krishna wonderfully. And that's why Prabhupada used to say, by serving the pure devotees, we can also imbibe those mood in serving the Hari Guru, Vaishnava and Guru Parampara so nicely. And Gopala Bhatta Goswami, he is also Guna Manjari. So all these Manjaris we can see, they are very intimately related to Radha Krishna and also to the gopis of Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu, he visited Srirangam, and the main preaching moment of Mahaprabhu lies in the fact that he came to many places in South India. Especially when he came to Srirangam, he danced in front of the Ranganath deity. And then Venkata Bhatta, seeing the ecstatic symptoms of Lord Chaitanya, he took Mahaprabhu to his home. And here we can see how Mahaprabhu transformed Narayana worshippers, I mean the Venkata Bhatta families, into worshippers of Radha Krishna, from Dashya Bhava to Madhurya Bhava, from Narayana Bhakti to Radha Krishna Bhakti. Prabhupada, he started the movement ISKCON at the headquarters, Kalipurusha headquarters is New York. He started the headquarters there. And here Mahaprabhu, it is very difficult for the worshippers of Narayana to accept the mood of serving Radha Krishna. But Mahaprabhu, he elevated them from Dashya Bhakti to Madhurya Bhakti. That we will be also seeing. And Mahaprabhu, He came here. He danced before Ranganath deity. Daily he used to take darshan of Ranganathji. And then he used to bath in the holy river of Kaveri. And he stayed 4 months here at Vengada Bhatta family. And Vengada Bhatta's son is Gopala Bhatta. Generally, the devotees worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Dashiya Bhava. And whenever Mahaprabhu goes anywhere, he stays in a Brahmana's house. Like that here also he stayed in Venkata Bhatta's house. But here, it is very rare to find that actually Lord Chaitanya exchanged his loving feeling with Venkata Bhatta and his family members in Shakya Bhava. So what is Shakya Bhava? He was actually laughing, joking, like their family members, whenever he was staying in Srirangam for 4 months during the Chaturmasya, the rainy season. And one Alvar, he used to say, when I go near the deity of Ranganathji, from his mouth, a sweet aroma of butter comes. So he is also called as Balakrishna. Actually, Ranganathji is Balakrishna. We can see how Mahaprabhu relished in daily darshan of Ranganathji. And the place where Mahaprabhu stayed in Srirangam for 4 months is the same place which we are seeing now. This is the Sri Jagannath Mat at Srirangam. Just 10 minutes travel from the main temple. The northwest direction is this place. Now they have named this place as Jagannath Math. This is the exact location and residence of Venkata Bhatta. Venkata Bhatta, along with his two brothers, Trimalla Bhatta and also Prabodhananda Saraswati. So Mahaprabhu used to stay here. Gopala Bhatta, he used to do menial service to Mahaprabhu. This is also the place now. Actually, the temple has come. And here in the temple, we can see a painting in the left-hand side where Mahaprabhu is dancing along with his associates. And in the right-hand side, we can see Ranganathji. And now it has, earlier it was like a residence and now it is like a small temple. Gopala Bhatta at the same place which we are seeing now. He did all sort of menial service to Lord Chaitanya. Cleaning the plate, and then offering prasad, and then when Mahaprabhu came, his lotus feet was washed, and then the water which was washed of his lotus feet, that was drank by all the family members, they get ecstatic symptom. And then he used to massage the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya, he gave many instructions to Gopala Bhatta Goswami as well as to his parent Venkata Bhatta. So this is the deity. When Mahaprabhu stayed in Srirangam, he worshipped Jagannath Baladev Subhatra Devi deity, and that deity we are seeing now. The same personal worshipable deity of Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya, he stayed in Puri, we all know that, for 18 years. He couldn't separate himself from Jagannath. So when he stayed in Srirangam for 4 months, this was actually a handcraft deity of Lord Chaitanya. He himself made and he worshipped. And later, the descendants of those family, they are still worshipping this deity. So they have nicely painted this deity, and we can see Srirangam, we all know that they are in the mood of Sri Vaishnava worship, and even Jagannath worship also we can see the way they dress, they are worshipping him in a Sri Sampradaya style. But Mahaprabhu, he elevated them from Dashiya Bhava to Madhuriya Bhava. Mahaprabhu could not separate from the loving feeling of worshipping Jagannath, because Jagannath see Lord Chaitanya as Srimati Radharani, and Mahaprabhu always sees Jagannath as Krishna. So even now, when we visit Srirangam, these are all must-visit place where we can have nice darshan of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi. And he gave many instructions to Gopala Bhatta Goswami as well as to his parents also. To Gopala Bhatta Goswami, he said that, see, your parents, they are all very nice devotee. So you should take care of them nicely. When they leave the body, you please come to Vrindavan. You join the Rupa Sanatan Goswami and they will assist you. And after Venkata Bhatta and Venkata Bhatta's wife passed away, and after Mahaprabhu stayed here for 4 months, he went to Madurai. Then after Venkata Bhatta passed away, Gopala Bhatta Goswami, he reached Vrindavan. And at Vrindavan, after Gopala Bhatta Goswami reached Vrindavan, the news was sent by Rupa Sanatan Goswami to Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. At that time, a messenger came from Vrindavan telling Mahaprabhu that Gopala Bhatta Goswami has at last reached Vrindavan. At that time, Mahaprabhu was in Tota Gopinath temple. Immediately hearing that Gopala Bhatta Goswami has reached Vrindavan, he immediately gave a wooden blanket and also the chadar for Gopala Bhatta Goswami. So such is the loving reciprocation feeling. And in Srirangam, at the same place, somehow or other, Gopala Bhatta Goswami is a Guna Manjari. So even when he was staying here, Mahaprabhu came to Srirangam after he took sannyas. So Gopala Bhatta Goswami, he was actually in one sense dreaming that he wanted to see the Nama Sankirtan pastimes of Lord Chaitanya at Navadeep. And that desire was also fulfilled by Mahaprabhu. When he was dreaming, he was seeing the Nama Sankirtan pastimes at Navadeep, and at last Lord Nityananda Advaita Acharya came and then embraced Gopala Bhatta Goswami. Then he fainted, then he felt ecstatic symptoms. Then actually he was dreaming. In the next room only Lord Chaitanya was sleeping. Then after taking this darshan, Gopala Bhatta Goswami crawled and went into the room of Mahaprabhu. And he told Mahaprabhu, I saw your Nama Sankirtan pastime. Now I am seeing you in a sannyasa role. But whatever pastime you performed with a long curly hair, I was able to witness that. But Mahaprabhu told, see, I reveal this pastime to you. Keep it as a confidential secret. I mean, Mahaprabhu was saying that till he was present on the earth, he didn't want these things to be revealed. Once he enacts and winds up his pastime, Mahaprabhu desires that his glorious pastime and holy name should be spread all over the world. Such is the mood of Lord Chaitanya. So this pastime also happened here. And Gopala Bhatta, Mahaprabhu, as we know, when he came to Srirangam, Srirangam is a place where it is like an island surrounded by river Kaveri. Mahaprabhu used to dance, and then he attracted a lot of people here at Srirangam. And then his dance is amazing. The bodily color, the ecstatic symptom, his bodily beauty, and also the mercy flowing from the heart. He did kirtan here at Srirangam. And one sannyasi, an exalted sannyasi from ISKCON, when he came to Srirangam, he told that those who ever have the spiritual eyes, even when they enter into the Srirangam main temple, how Mahaprabhu's love for Krishna has penetrated into those black stones that can be also visualized. So Mahaprabhu, he is able to transform even the iron heart and also the stone heart like person to accept the process of Krishna consciousness easily. So generally there is a, you can say in one sense, like Siddha Deha Swarup. Maybe a person Siddha Deha Swarup may be fixed in Narayana as Dashya Bhav, but here Mahaprabhu elevated the worshippers of Lord Narayana to Madhurya Bhav. That is the magnanimous benediction given by Lord Chaitanya. And we can see in many pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, even those who ever worshipped the other avatars of the Lord, they were attracted to this Nama Sankirtan pastime. So such is the glorious pastime of Lord Chaitanya. And here in Srirangam, during his South India travel, this is the place which he stayed for a longer time, almost 4 months. So had darshan of Ranganathji deity, and also he also transformed the heart of the people tremendously. And Gopala Bhatta Goswami, after following the instruction of after his the disappearance of his parents, then he went to Vrindavan, and then he served Rupa Sanatan Goswami. He is Gunamanjari, Rupa Manjari. Sanatan Goswami is Lavanga Manjari. Raghunatha Dasa Goswami is Rati Manjari. You can say all the Manjaris, they are assisting Radha Krishna in various pastime, and that's why they are very fond of residing the holy banks of Radha Kund. And in Radha Kund, we can also see Gopala Bhatta Goswami, after meeting Rupa Sanatan and then taking their blessings, benediction, he also traveled to many places. Those things are all mentioned in detail in Bhakti Ratnakar. And then he also traveled from here to Gandagi River, which is at Nepal. So he also traveled from Vrindavan to Nepal, Gandagi River. He visited that place called as Kali Gandagi River. And Gandagi River, we all know that this is a river where we can find lot of Shalagram Shila. Gopala Bhatta Goswami came here. Even we can, even last year there was a safari arranged to go to Nepal, but due to this corona, somehow or other this safari couldn't get materialized. But it is a wonderful place, Gandaki River, Kali Gandaki, where lot of Shalagram Silas would be found all along the way. So he took bath here, Gopala Bhatta Goswami, and when he cupped his hands, taking the water and then offering back, then actually Shalagram Shila started to appear from his hand. Then he immediately put the Shalagram Shila in the river. So he did it for 3 times. Then at the 3rd time, 12 Shalagram Shila came to him. Then he could understand that this is some divine arrangement. And then he took all the 12 Shalagram Shilas back to Vrindavan. So this is also Gandaki River flowing in Nepal. So wonderful is the place. Lot of Shalagram Silas. Jananivas Prabhu is very expert in identifying which Sila is which category. So like that, the 12 Shalagram Sila from Gandaki River came to Vrindavan. And Gopala Bhatta Goswami, he was worshipping those Shalagram Shila. And one morning when he was worshipping, naturally he developed a desire that if the deity could get a shape, he could nicely dress and then ornament, and also in a personal way he could reciprocate. So at that time, he went to a river, Yamuna. While coming back, there were 11 Shalagram Shila, and one Shalagram Shila, Damodar Shila, it became like a Suyambhu, self-manifested as Radha Raman. You can understand Radha Raman. And then he was astonished, and then he could understand the divine arrangement, like Krishna, he manifested. See, like for Lokanath Goswami, Radha Vinodalal manifested before him. And here, Radha Raman manifested before Gopala Bhatta Goswami. So external situation is not at all important. It is immaterial. When we have loving devotion, the devotee manifests. And Gopala Bhatta Goswami happy, no bounds. Then immediately the message spread all over. There was a heavy Nama Sankirtan. Rupa Sanatana Goswami, they were in some vana. They immediately ran to come here to see how by the loving devotion of Gopala Bhatta Goswami, Radha Raman has manifested. And Prabhupada, he used to say that among the seven Goswamis, temple of Vrindavan, the deity worship standard practiced at Radha Raman temple is the highest. And he used to say, the devotees, please understand and get trained in all those principles and implement in our temple. Because why in Radha Raman temple, Mahaprabhu gave different specific instruction to the six Goswamis. Like to Rupa Sanatan, he told, excavate the holy places and write the scriptures. To Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he told that you should be the embodiment of renunciation. To Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, he told that you should read Srimad Bhagavatam. Shri Rup, Shri Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Shri Jeeva, Gopala Bhatta, Dasa Raghunath. And also to Gopala Bhatta Goswami, he entrusted the deity worship. And to Jeeva Goswami, in one way, we can say that in distributing literatures, but even when Lord Chaitanya was present in Srirangam, he told to Gopala Bhatta Goswami, who was at the time should be around 7 years of age, that the deity worship and also the book distribution will happen through your blessings, because Srinivasa Acharya is a great disciple of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. You also know that how Srinivasa Acharya took the books of the Goswamis, and then on the way in Vanavishnupur it was stolen, and how he recovered. The same Srinivasa Acharya is a great disciple of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. So Mahaprabhu told in Srirangam itself, so the book distribution seva will also happen through you by the mercy and blessings of you with one of your great disciples known as Srinivasa Acharya. And we can see when we visit this Radha Ramana temple at Vrindavan, because this should be around like a 12-inch deity. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was preaching vehemently against the caste Goswamis and the Brahmanas, even when he was in Vrindavan. So when he came with the Vrajamandal party, he was actually stopped in all the Goswami temples. Like, he was not even allowed inside Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govindji and Radha Gopinathji. And the only temple which he could enter is Sri Sri Radha Ramana. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told, just by having darshan of this Radha Raman deity, one has darshan of all the Goswami temples at Vrindavan. This Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned. And he used to say that from the waist to the lotus feet is Radha Madan Mohan. From the waist to the neck is Sri Sri Radha Govindji, and the face is Radha Gopinath. But here in Radha Raman deity, the beautiful bodily parts of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, from the waist to lotus feet, and also for Govindji, from the waist to the neck, and Radha Gopinathji, the face, the complete personified form is Sri Sri Radha Raman. Gopala Bhatta Goswami, out of his deep love, attachment, he worshipped this wonderful deity in a personal way. He kept the standard high. And he has also written a Shastric manual about the deity worship, which we also follow in ISKCON standard. And apart from that, you can see how the beautiful darshan of Radha Raman. So just by taking darshan of this deity alone, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, it is tantamount in taking darshan of all other Goswami deities. Such beauty is Sri Sri Radha Raman. So we can because the beauty of Krishna is only a nectar to our eyes. How much love, premanchana churita bhakti vilochanena, how much love we have for Krishna just by gazing at the lotus feet, and then to the waist, and from waist to the neck, and then seeing his beautiful lotus face. Because Krishna always wants to decorate himself nicely. He is alankara priya. He wants to decorate nicely for what purpose? In order to enchant the eyes of the devotees. So we can understand. So he is also serving devotees. So Sri Radha Raman Krishna. So he is serving the devotees in nicely getting decorated and then showing his different stylish pose. And this makes the devotee drink more and more the nectar of his lotus feet. This is the entrance of Sri Sri Radha Raman temple, where we can also find the Samadhi Mandir of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. This is the Samadhi Mandir of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. This is exactly within the compound of Sri Sri Radha Raman temple. A wonderful deity is there, and also the wonderful Samadhi Mandir. And certainly two things are there here in Radha Raman temple. We can have nice darshan of the deity, and we can also have nice darshan of the samadhi. Samadhi is more powerful than the deity, and here Gopala Bhatta Goswami is also personally present here. And whatever kind offerings, prayer we do, that is certainly accepted by Gopala Bhatta Goswami. And certainly they have descended to this world only to give love for Krishna. And if we are hankering for that, certainly we can be a good recipient in getting love for Krishna. And this is the samadhi of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. So the devotees also chant here. And they also do bhoga offering, worship. And here Gopala Bhatta Goswami is personally present, because we should have a complete faith that wherever is the samadhi, the acharyas are personally present there in order to give us a special mercy and blessings. Gopala Bhatta Goswami, when he was at Srirangam, Mahaprabhu and Gopala Bhatta Goswami, they were drenching each other's in tears of love for Krishna. And Mahaprabhu has come to this world only to give us love for Krishna. And we can understand how by the loving divine sentiment of Gopala Bhatta Goswami, Krishna manifested here as a Tribhanga Shyama Sundara form, bedded in three ways. Rupa Goswami used to say, don't see this Tribhanga Shyama Rupa, because all your attachment to the country, society will go away. And we can understand how difficult and the struggle is to attain pure love for Krishna. But by hearing the glorious pastimes of these personalities, and then in a begging mood, when we cry to them to give us a love for Krishna, they are certainly present here to bestow that mercy. And Gopala Bhatta Goswami, disciple like for Lokanath Goswami, how the great disciple Narottam Das Thakur was there. And for Gopala Bhatta Goswami, Srinivasa Acharya and many other persons were there. And Gopala Bhatta Goswami, he was also involved not only in deity worship, but by his mercy and blessings, wonderful book distribution is also happening in our Gaudiya Parampara. So with this, I end the glorious pastimes of Lokanath Goswami and Gopala Bhatta Goswami. So if you have any comments, realization, you are free to share. Hare Krishna.
Is Radha Ramana deity is still there in the Radha Ramana temple, or it is also brought to Jaipur Prabhu?
Nice question. So in Vrindavan, the original deities are shifted to Jaipur, like Radha Madan Mohan to Karoli, Radha Govindji at Jaipur, Radha Gopinath also at Jaipur. But the only deity which is originally present now in Vrindavan is the same Radha Raman deity. It is not shifted to Jaipur, because the deity is small in size. So when the Mughals came to attack, it was easy to hide those deities, because in other temple, the Pratipu deities are there. Pratipu deity is not different from the original deity. But in Vrindavan, the original Radha Raman deity, which was personally worshipped by Gopala Bhatta Goswami, is still found there. He is not transferred to Jaipur. Hare Krishna, nice question.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for taking us on Yatra and different places. With this body, it's not possible, but you made it possible virtually, Prabhuji, taking us to Bengal and the birthplace of Loknathas Goswami, and also you took us to South India and then again Vrindavan. It's really amazing, Prabhuji, very short time, and you don't have time, but still you gave such a nice presentation. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any quick comment or questions or realization?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for a wonderful class. Thank you so much for sharing those pics with us so that we can feel the place and we feel that we actually went there. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Vinita Mataji.
Krishna Prabhuji, very, very wonderful nectarian class, well, the description. And we can just visualize. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Pomo Daki Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for the wonderful, wonderful presentation. And thank you. I learned so much about Loknath Das Goswami that I did not know. And I'm so grateful for the darshans that you gave us, especially Radha Vinod Lal deities. That was so precious. And thank you again. It's always so lovely when you come because you show us so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Tiffany Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the very beautiful class and also the narration about Bangladesh devotees. It was really very inspiring. We have heard so many times about Bangladesh congregation devotees, but when we heard from you and also you shared the photos, we were really touched, and it made so much relation, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing all those nectarian pastimes. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Bhargavi Mataji.
So,
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Danvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. No words to your sincere seva. Always, always you take us in a dham and all the darshan, Prabhuji. Hari Hari Gauranga, Koti Koti Danvat Pranam. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Vrinda Mataji.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Yeah, go ahead, Mataji.
Please go ahead, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Since you personally visited these places, you're carrying the vibration in your heart. And when we listen to you telling your experiences, it really is different, Prabhuji. It's taking us there, like personally going there. And thank you so much for your wonderful association. This is something that we miss, that to know in depth about our parampara and acharyas. Every time you give us so much information and insight, and also your explanation of their love for Krishna is so touching to the heart, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lalit. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I just wanted to thank Prabhuji for such a wonderful presentation and for taking us, giving us darshan of all the deities of starting from Bangladesh, went south and went to Vrindavan Dham and showed us so many places, so many, and narrated so many pastimes. Very, very grateful for your association.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, one request to you. You should take all Bhakti Sangha devotees personally to all these places, Prabhuji.
Yeah, we will plan.
Yes.
If we desire, it will happen. Certainly, by the desire of the devotees, it is sure to happen. Only time has separated us.
Yeah, because we want to go and see all these places personally. South India Yatra, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, and the Gandaki River. I developed the desire when he showed all these pictures. I wish I could go there. So, you please take us there, Prabhuji.
So, it has created a separation mood, and your hankering for yes. Krishna is increasing, which I want to steal it from you.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Shyamagauri Mataji, for putting that. And going is different, and going with our group is different. If that is possible, everybody is so happy. Thank you,
so Mataji. So happy, yes. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranams. Such a beautiful class, Prabhuji. And like they say, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. You have the dham in your heart, and you took us to the dham, Prabhuji. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranams to you for that, Prabhuji. And like all the Mataji said, please, we need, with your guidance, if we can get the Dham Darshan, we'll be more fortunate, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Shubha Mataji.
Go to Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji, and thank you all devotees. Because Prabhuji is having less time, still devotees cannot control. So they all started without asking questions. They all started giving comments. But really, we are fortunate, Prabhuji. Let us be obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Mancha Kalpa. His grace. Jeevan Gaura Hari
Prabhuji
Jai.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the class. Thank you.